Libya siege talks failed, Eddie Murphy shortlisted for Oscars, and US withdraws from Europe. It's Monday the 5th of September. The Libyan interim government forces who have surrounded the Gaddafi-held desert town of Bani Walid say their talks with the loyalist side have failed. One key anti-Gaddafi negotiator said civilians in the town could not move and he feared they may be shot in revenge or used as human shields. He said that pro-Gaddafi forces had demanded his fighters enter the town unarmed. He added he had now handed over the matter to the military commanders. The interim government also says it's now sure Colonel Gaddafi's son, Khamis, has been killed. The National Transitional Council said he had died fighting close to Tripoli and was buried near Bani Walid, Mohammed. The son of former spy chief Abdullah Senussi was also killed, it said. No further details of the deaths were provided on Khamis' death, and it's been reported on at least two other occasions during the uprising. Comedian Eddie Murphy is on an Oscar producer's shortlist to host the Academy Awards in February. A meeting is scheduled for tomorrow between Oscar producer Brett Ratner and the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, at which Ratner will offer President Tom Sherrack the idea of having Murphy host the world's top film honours. Deadline, the website which reported this, cited unnamed sources and also said in a report on Saturday night that having the Shrek movie star host the show was not a done deal, with many more steps to be completed before Murphy is agreed upon. And pullouts from Iraq and Afghanistan mask a larger drawdown. The ebbing of the American military tide that swept across the globe following the September 11th attacks almost a decade ago flows most clearly right now in Iraq, where US logistical units work flat out these days to keep up with the flow of departing troops and equipment. In Afghanistan too, the quartermasters who run the US military's great logistical pump will soon flip the switch to backwash, all told removing the vast majority of a force that in 2008 peaked at 198,000 between the two battle zones. The winding down of these wars, Iraq by Christmas, Afghanistan tentatively by the end of 2013, will end a traumatic period that saw American military forces do many of the things policymakers had forsworn after Vietnam. Yet for all the focus on those drawdowns, the largest strategic change underway is taking place in Europe, where American troops have been stationed in large numbers since World War II. Afghanistan and Iraq, after all, were never meant to be long-term commitments, and while that thinking proved disastrously optimistic, the decade of war in Afghanistan and two in Iraq, if one draws the timeline back to the 1991 Gulf War, pales next to an American presence on the European contingent dating to D-Day, June 4, 1944. With little fanfare outside a muted flag-folding ceremony in Wiesbaden in Germany, the final American division in Europe, the US 1st Armored Division, which fought its way from North Africa to the Italian Alps during the war, packed up and left for its base at Fort Bliss in Texas last May. Still based in Europe at the moment are four Army Brigade combat teams, three in Germany and a fourth in Vicenza, Italy. The lighter, more deployable BCTs emerged from a major reform of the Army's force structure in the past decade and number about 3,500 strong compared to the 10,000 to 12,000 soldier divisions they replaced. One of those four, likely one of the Germany-based BCTs, will be withdrawn in 2012. I'll be back again tomorrow with more of the day's top stories, but in the meantime, don't forget you can catch us on Twitter @AndyMalarkey. But for now, I've been Andy Malarkey. Goodbye.